This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the WPGM Community Forum. It's good to have you along. Today we've taken the mic to Lewisburg and to the Expectations Women's Center. We'll be talking today with their executive director, Pam Burkholder. Also, their center director at the Lewisburg office, Shauna Root, is with us. And Karen Rehm has joined us. She's newer to Expectations. She is serving as community relations director. We thank you for being with us on the program today as we talk about the center here and exactly what you do and give folks an update on that and just see how some of the changes politically and legally have affected your work here. Thanks for joining us. We want to begin with a look at what is Expectations and what are you here for?
We really exist because we want to walk alongside men and women facing unplanned pregnancies. We want to empower them to make informed and healthy decisions. And that includes many, many of our services, anywhere from a pregnancy test to a limited OB ultrasound to educating them on pregnancy, parenting, healthy relationships, options, education. Many material supplies, and of course, everything's offered free of charge and confidentially.
The name has changed, the location has changed as well.
Yes. Wow, we're reaching back into the history vault here. Yes, we used to be the Pregnancy Care Center, and we were located in the basement of the CVS building on Market in Lewisburg. And we moved here to 776 Bull Run Crossing because it enabled us to offer the ultrasound services.
And a beautiful facility here. It was newly built when you moved in, correct?
Yes, we designed it the way that we felt it would work best for us. And I would say the thing that we enjoy most is that we can serve our clients in a nice, fresh, welcoming facility. But for the staff, one of the things we really enjoy would be the windows that we did not have in our old location. So it's much brighter.
Yes. Okay. Just sitting in the waiting area here, waiting for you to be ready to talk, I noticed a lot was happening. That's what I always find fascinating here because it seems like there's eight different things going on at once. Somebody came to drop off some things and they got a phone call. And, is that a typical day that there is no typical day?
There is no typical day. And actually, I would think that it is often busier than that.
So I got a slow day.
So, well, Monday mornings, and I guess they can be different. It's hard to say what a Monday morning is like, but you're right. We did have a donation of supplies this morning, things that would be used for our clients in their parenting journey. And, of course, phones do ring. There's one ringing in the background now. I can hear it.
That wasn't even planned.
It was not planned.
I'm starting to think you guys set this up to make for my interview because everything just seems to be happening perfectly. Shauna, your part in this, tell me just a bit about the part you play and, you know, how you oversee something of this nature and this size.
Ooh, that's a big question. Well, as the center director here in Lewisburg, I oversee our client services, so all of the programming that we offer to our clients. And that is only done with the help of volunteers. And so, you know, overseeing our volunteers, training them, you know, equipping them to serve our clients is also part of what I do. And honestly, it is through the help of the Holy Spirit that we do anything that we can do here, because it is a big job, and there's always new situations to navigate and new things, you know, that we need to kind of walk our volunteers through in really ministering, you know, to our clients and helping to meet their needs, just strengthening them to be able to carry out the work that God's called them to here. I would say just prayer and just really relying on the Holy Spirit just really helps us to do our job, and having a great team, you know, to work with and bounce ideas off of and kind of look to each other for help when we need that is certainly a blessing. So,
and that team includes Karen here, who is new on board. But tell us your part in all this. What kind of outreach are you doing?
So a big part of my job is reaching out to our donor base and growing that, and also engaging churches in the local area and different organizations. So it's a lot of fundraising, a lot of relationship building, and working with Erin, our events coordinator, on planning events that, you know, are in that realm of church engagement and donor relations.
What are some of the big fundraisers? Are there a couple major ones through the year that you kind of rely on?
Yes, so our biggest fundraiser is our Partners for Life banquet, which happens every year. And this was my first Partners for Life banquet this past October, and that's our largest fundraiser. It went very well. It's always a great night, and we have a speaker and just different donors come to that. And then we also have a 5K walk run in the spring and different things throughout the year that really are very supportive to us.
Whenever there's a 5K and with a walk, I'm happy because yeah, I'm not running. Too. I'm not doing 5K.
Me too.
Okay. Has the mission kind of grown? I mean, you seem like there's a lot more variety of services going on. Whoever wants to address that. I mean, it's definitely grown over the years from what I think from the initial concept.
So I can start an answer to that question, and Shauna may want to jump in at some point, but absolutely it has grown. I've been with the ministry since 1996 when I came on board as a volunteer, and I remember like having to rush to the library to find education because it, you know, we were smaller and our resources were much narrower than they are now. And so we really at that time focused on just free pregnancy tests, some options education, and then some parenting support with the supplies. Since then, we've grown obviously by adding the ultrasound services, which was a huge step forward for us. Technology has grown, and so we've had to keep up with that. So we now, you know, have 24/7 chat online with nurses. So women and men who are seeking information about pregnancy, about abortion, about parenting, they can reach out, you know, through technology, and that allows us to connect with our clients. Something you said we talked about earlier, Matthew, when you first came in, was about providing a safe space. And I think that's probably one of the things that I have seen us grow into in such an amazing way, is just providing that safe space for our clients no matter what they're facing. We're certainly not able to meet every need, but we are a safe space to explore those needs and then point them in the right direction. We've also added a men's ministry, more intentional in serving men. And I'm going to let Shauna talk about that because she is really the one that, you know, this is close to her heart.
Thank you, Pam. That is exactly what I was hoping that I could talk about. So I have been with Expectations in this particular role since 2016, so a while. And one of the first kind of administrative things that I got to do was go to our national conference down in Florida, Disney World of all places, not too shabby. And I sat in on a workshop that talked about, offering services to men. And one of the key quotes that I came away with was that when you reach a woman, you save a baby. But when you reach a man, you save an entire family. Men are that important. And while we've always welcomed men, like Pam said, we've wanted to be more intentional in helping them to understand how important they are, that their voice matters, even when society tells them that it doesn't matter, that it's her choice, you know, if there's an unplanned pregnancy. And so we've developed our Pathways for Men program, which we were able to do through some grant support. And we have some male advocates available to meet with men one-on-one. We're able to offer some classes. We have some resources through National Fatherhood Initiative, and dads can meet together and kind of explore how to be the best dad they can be. You know, we want to walk with them through relationship. We call it Pathways because maybe somebody's connecting for the first time, a first-time pregnancy, and that's a very scary thing. They may be excited, you know, and scared at the same time and are just looking for ways to build their confidence, you know, to be a good dad. Some may be scared and really not sure it's what they want to do. Some may be in a step-parenting role. Again, some may just want to have that healthy relationship. Some are actively parenting. And so we just want to be here because we know how impactful men are to women during pregnancy and to children, you know, overall and their outcomes, you know, even into adulthood. So that's what that program is all about.
Karen, you're new on board, so probably just wrapping your head around everything they do here is an issue. I mean, you've got to start from scratch and figure out all of the stuff that's going on.
Yes. So I actually started as a volunteer a few years ago. So I had a glimpse of what went on. But as far as fundraising and all the work that goes in behind the scenes to plan events and just make those things happen, there's so many great things that go on here that I've now kind of wrapped my brain around. I think I'll have to be here for a little while until I'm like fully in swing of how things go. But I'm learning so much, and it's such a terrific organization.
The politically, has the change in the Supreme Court's rulings, the governor's ruling on funding for centers like this, has that affected you guys, or is that because it's Pennsylvania and there hasn't been much, you know, any changes there, even in the people contacting you as to, you know, what their mindset is?
Well, as far as whether the funding has affected us, I would have to say it has not. Funding has been cut for pregnancy centers, will be cut. However, we have never received any of those government funds. We have relied solely on the Lord to be our provider, and He has done that in amazing ways through all of these years. And through the supporters who believe so strongly in what it is that we do. So in that way, we're just very blessed. As far as everything in the political realm, you know, we're aware of that, and we know that that certainly impacts the work that we do. Sometimes we feel like we're David fighting Goliath, but we know who wins in the end. And so we just fully believe that we are here. You know, of course, we're going to do our own personal thing that needs to be done as far as politics and all of those things. But we're going to leave that in another realm so that we can fully focus on how to love and minister to the men and women who come to us, sharing the love of Jesus with them. We believe that that is how we're going to impact and change things one person at a time.
And as I mentioned earlier, while I was waiting, there was a lady came in with I don't know, it was a car or a truckload of stuff for your center donations. Tell us about that part of the ministry here. You know, what are they bringing and where does it end up?
So yes, we have a little client store here called our We Care store. And we just receive donations from individuals or churches do projects for us. And they will bring anything from diapers and wipes to cribs to car seats to clothing for little ones, just anything that's really going to help our clients provide, you know, for their little ones. That is all part of our education program. It's called Earn While You Learn. And so clients really only have access to the material supplies as they are participating in our education program. And so when they show up for an appointment, when they engage in a lesson with their advocate, and or if they're keeping appointments outside of here, like just prenatal appointments or well child checkups, they earn points, and then they can simply exchange their points for items in our store. And I don't think there's any client who does not appreciate what they can get here. They're not having to spend money on those things, and so, you know, they can put their money toward a rent bill or just to buy their groceries, you know, and simply they're learning and also being able to purchase those supplies, which is really helpful. Kind of a twofold purpose in that. So.
And what sort of supplies are we talking? A wide variety.
It is a very wide variety. Yeah, like I said, just some of the basic necessities of, you know, the diapers and wipes, formula, and clothing. And then we have, just a lot of equipment. way more, I think, than we really need to to take care of children sometimes. But it gives them a great start, and everything's very just accessible for them. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Any specific item you feel like, man, if we had more of this, that would be great?
I think two of the, well, diapers are always, I think, a need, and especially larger sizes. We'll take, you know, up to pull-up sizes for kiddos who are potty training. And then two of the larger items, I think, that are most helpful for clients can be pack and plays. You know, some are in smaller living situations, and so they may not have space to set up a full crib, you know, for their child to sleep, but a pack and play can be helpful. And then also convertible car seats, something that they can purchase and that grows with their child, that they don't need to buy different ones along the way. It's something that will last. Personal hygiene items can be helpful for a lot of clients. They seem to really especially like laundry detergent. I would say that's the main, you know, the main thing that can be helpful, but anything, honestly.
Could you just kind of give props to the staff here, and you know, who all keeps it running? There's three of you here. There's a lady behind me who welcomed me in, but I'm assuming with all the doors in here, there's more.
Shauna mentioned volunteers, and when you're talking about giving props, we certainly want to recognize the volunteers who really do the hard work. They meet with the clients, they answer the telephones, they do a lot of behind-the-scenes work that people don't even recognize is going on. And so we have a great team of volunteers in both of our offices. And then staff, we have a small staff when you think of the things that we do and the number of clients that we serve. So you met three of us here. We have a center director in our Williamsport office, Melissa Fornwalt, and she does what Shauna does here for our Williamsport office. We have our bookkeeper, Heather. We have our administrative assistant, Bev. And then, as mentioned, Erin is our event coordinator. Did I miss? We have a board of directors. We have, you know, 13 members of the board who do a lot also behind the scenes and just support the staff in the everyday running of the center.
Are you kind of always seeking to build the base of churches and so forth that that stand behind you?
Oh, yes, we are. We have a great community surrounding us of churches in the Williamsport and Lewisburg area, but we are always seeking to build those relationships and build them with even more churches and donors and individuals.
For folks who want more information and would like to, you know, help out, just whoever wants to jump in here, we'll give it to Karen. Tell us, you know, where do I send them on the web or in person or...
Yeah, they can reach out to us online. There are different portals. They can email us, info@expectationswc.org. They can call our Lewisburg or Williamsport office to be involved.
And that concludes today's program, the WPGM Community Forum. We appreciate you joining us on the program. We thank Pam Burkholder for being with us, along with Karen Rehm and Shauna Root with Expectations Women's Center. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.